Perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Bounce. It is good to come to your homes again today with a beautiful message of Something to Believe In. We've been doing this for many years. And the message has never changed. The music may change every now and then, but the message has never changed. But this morning we're going to feature some different groups of singers, so I hope you enjoy everything that we do, okay? Let's get right into our broadcast now and do this first song for you. And this is a little up-tempo. I hope that you enjoy it. I remember Rusty Goodman did this song many years ago, and it was an up-tempo song. And it didn't go over too good with him then, but I hope that you enjoyed it. It says, I'm going over yonder.
If you want to know where I'm going, soon, and if anybody asks, all the heartache that it brings, there's a comfort in knowing that I'll soon be gone. If God will give me the grace, I'm gonna run this old race till I see my Savior.
Days will slip from this life into another life, but we're ready for the journey, and that's what means more than anything. I'd like to give a report on Martha. She's not doing too good. You continue to pray for her, and pray for Barry and Patty and Doris Neely. We want to remember them in prayer today, and all of our prayer partners and all of you that are standing with us in this radio ministry. I certainly do appreciate you, and we try to give you something different, but we're just running out of music. We got to get busy and get some new music in here. So I know that what I like, you like, and what I don't like, you don't like. So we try not to be men pleasers, but we try to do what the Lord would have us do. So we're going to do this one right here for you, and hope you enjoy this one also.
There are many storms that come along my pilgrim way. There are many things that would annoy. Save and keep me from all harm, dear Lord, I humbly pray. Keep me from the things that would destroy. Give me shelter from the storms that come along my way. Let thy sweet protection then be mine. Set my cells for worlds unknown. Be my shelter and my guide when storms are o'er my way. Blessed Savior, lead me safe.
God is our shelter. He is our everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He will give you peace that the world could not give you. He said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives unto you, but it's the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. So I'm thanking God for you this morning. I hope that you're doing well. I hope that you're not sick. And this is the first beginning of another month. Seemed like summer is right around the corner, but it seemed like it took a long time for winter to get by, but now summer is just going in bounds and going very fast. And here it is, the first beginning of May. It'll be Mother's Day here next Sunday, and up the Pillar of Truth, I'll be there this Sunday, and then Brother Charles Farley will be there preaching for me then on Mother's Day. And I will be over at Red Sulphur preaching to those folks. So we just keep right on moving right along. I appreciate all of you. And I hope that that you have heard that enough to know that I mean what I'm talking about. I love you. I appreciate you. And without you, this broadcast would not be possible. So you just keep writing and keep helping, keep supporting, and we'll keep on keeping on till the Lord comes. Okay?
Trials are gone in every hand, yet we cannot understand all the ways that God will lead you to that blessed.
Yes, sir. He is a burden bearer. He bears our sins to Calvary, and he is the blessed Lord. And I'd like to tell you today that he will take your burdens away from you. And I'm trying to talk and reach for another record here all at the same time. And that gets kind of confusing for me. But anyhow, I want to do this song for you, and I'll be right back with the message in just a moment. But I want to do this song for you right here. This one says, At Calvary.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was wanted quite to me. There my burden sold for liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last my sin I learned, then I tremble at the law. Salvation's plan, oh, the grace that brought it down to man, oh, the mighty gulf that God did stand at.
Say amen to that. Let's go to Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. That's the temptations of Jesus Christ. You remember on the mount where he was tempted by the devil. And we are also tempted, but in all points, he was tempted in all points as we are, but yet he did it without sin. But our Lord could not sin, but he was still tempted by the devil. He had to defeat the devil. And at Calvary, he said, I have finished the work that you have given me to do, Father. He defeated the devil at Calvary, and he defeated him. You never find Jesus being defeated. He's always the defeater. He's always got the victory. He said Jesus was not being tempted for himself, as Jesus could not be tempted by sin. Jesus was being tempted to show that you and I could have victory. And I'll sing that song, Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. There is no benefits in temptation. Temptation is something that we have to face. It's always looked at temptation like a golf course. We all face the same greens. We all face the same sand traps, the same water traps, everything. We all face, we'll never be without temptation. We'll be tempted on every hand. We're going to look at temptation and show you the human weakness. That's what Jesus was tempted for, to show us that us humans have weakness. And our weakness is when we're tempted and drawn away with sin, and lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And we have got to be battling temptation constantly. First of all, in verse 1, 2, and 3, he said, self-satisfaction. He said, make these stones to become bread. Well, that's self-satisfaction. And Jesus didn't come to please himself. He came to show you and I that we could live by the Word of God. And the Bible said that man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. He said we cannot live on bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. But the devil would like for us to think that we need to be satisfied. You know, old self is always in the way. Self-satisfaction. He said, make these stones bread. And Jesus could have made them bread, but it showed us our weakness. And you know, a lot of times we want to be weak in our faith. And a lot of times people pray prayers for themselves. They're more concerned for themselves than they are anybody. And then in verse 5 and 6, you'll find self-glorification. And he setteth him on a high pinnacle, and he showed him the kingdoms of the world. And Jesus had already saw the kingdoms of the world. In verse 7, he said, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. It is not about fearing God. It's about loving God. And the devil showed him all this, but I think so many times that when Jesus was in the was there with his father, and his father showed him how to build furniture and build things, and how that he, the creator of mankind, how that he was there when God made man, breathed into his nostrils and made him a living soul. He had already made these things. He had spoken into existence, and yet the devil tried to get him for self-glorification. You know, a lot of people like to glorify themselves. They like to vilify themselves. They like to tell you what they can do and what they've done. But Jesus Christ said, I didn't come to do my will. I came to do the will of the Father. So it's not about fearing God, but it's about loving God. You know, a lot of people say, well, I fear God. Well, if we fear God, we'll love God. And then we go to verse 8, 9, and 10, and we find another thing here, the self-destruction. If thou will fall down, to worship me. Hey, Satan's way is always down. If you'll fall down, to worship me. And that's the way that Satan always tempts you. I know that I turned my back on God one time, and I said, I'm going to quit preaching. And I did. I tried to quit preaching. I tried to run away from God, but God wouldn't let me go. And you know, you're the same way. Maybe you're trying to run from God, and you're just headed for self-destruction. I went down, down, down. And the farther I went, the deeper in sin I got. But God brought me out of the miry clay, placed my feet upon a rock to stay. He said, if thou will fall down and worship me. Hey, that's what the devil wants you to do, is fall down and worship him. And Jesus said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. You know, I love serving God. I love worshiping God. I know that God understands me. You see, I have the DNA of God in my veins. And when Jesus placed his blood into my life, he put his DNA into my life. And I have been carrying that DNA all these many years. And I face temptation. I face life's stormy seas. But thank God, with Jesus Christ, we'll make it to the other side. He said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. You see, he wants you to destroy yourself. But he said, hey, in verse 11, he said, and the devil leaveth him, and angels came and ministered unto him. Just think about that. The angels came and ministered to him. And then you go down to 5, 6, and 7, and you'll find that he wanted him to be glorified. And the self-destruction. But listen, that's the devil's way out, is try to get you to fall down and worship him, fall down and commit to suicide, or you're out of fellowship with God, and you're going down, down, down for the last time. But thank God, God loves you. And if God loves you and God cares for you, hey, you can't go wrong. If the devil would tempt you on every hand, but listen, if he give you the power, you have the power to overcome every temptation. There is no temptation that has been brought to man, but God has not overcome that temptation. So, my friend, I believe this morning that when Jesus was tempted, he was being tempted to show you and I the weak spots that we have in our life.
Jesus died, is a shelter in which we can
my friend, there is room at the cross for you, the sinner, and the beggar stand side by side. The rich man and the beggar stand side by side. The only way that we can be saved is through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. The cross will answer all your questions. The cross has the answer to all your questions. He has the answer to all your sickness, your pain, and your heartaches. And when you go to him, you can commit your life to him. He will make things different for you. He'll take away that emptiness and fill it with his love and his victory. And you know, that's what you need this morning, is to be able to sing, there is room at the cross for you. And why don't you bow before him right now and say, Father, forgive me. I sinned against heaven. I sinned against thee. I'm not worthy to be called thy son, but make me as one of the hired servants. He will say, enter thou in to the joys of the Lord.
At the cross for you.
Yes, my friend, there is room at the cross for you. There was room at the cross. The cross will always stand, and regardless of what men and women may say, if Jesus be for you, there is no power to ever stand against you. I thank God he gave me the theme of something to believe in, and I found that something real in my life when I'm at my lowest ebb. When it seemed like nobody cares, and I'm down and out, I'm at the bottom of the barrel, Jesus is right there with me. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Lo, I'll be with you all the way, even unto the end. So I'm glad this morning that God has given me a voice that I might be on the radio and telling you, yes, there is something to believe in, and that something truly is Jesus Christ. So I pray for you today. I pray for all my unseen audience. I don't know who's listening today. I hope you've been enjoying the music. We thought we'd play those songs for you, and we'll have some of our own songs on next Sunday. And I hope that this week you get out and go to the house of God. If you don't know Christ, find him true and real in your heart, okay? When the world seems cold and your friends seem few, there is someone who cares for you. When you've tears in your eyes, your heart bleeds inside, There is someone who cares for you. Someone to care. Someone to share all your troubles like no other can do. He'll come down from the sky, brush the tears from your eyes. You're his child, and he cares for you. When your disappointments come and you feel so blue, there is someone who will care for you. When you need that special friend, he'll be a friend until the end. There is someone who is a friend to you. I would love to hear from you. If you'd like to drop me a card or a letter or an offering, I certainly would appreciate it to keep me going here on the radio broadcast. I love to preach. I've been preaching for many years. Something to Believe In has been my theme. And I believe that. I believe there is something to believe in, and we need that. Our world needs that today. So if you'd like to drop me a card or a letter or an offering, you can send it to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Goodbye. Be good. May God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Child, and he cares for you.